Welcome back to another episode of Reality. Katie and Uzi are in the building. Woo! Welcome, welcome, welcome. Your skins are glowing, both of you. Can you see it?
We're holding on to that tan.
I think we're just shiny from all the lights today.
Yeah, literally.
The ring lights. And are they actually?
Yeah, your skin, like both of you, like skin glowing.
You've got really good skin, Uzi.
No, you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm here for it. No, but do you know what, of you two, the eyes, both of you, you must just sit there in a trance. Like, when you look at each other. Because, like, your eyes are like, is it like turquoise, like blue-ish?
To be honest, sometimes, I actually don't know what colour they are.
Sometimes they look blue, sometimes
they change, innit? They change. Yeah. Anyways, welcome back to Life After Love Island. Have you seen social media? Like, what's it been like for you? Oh my gosh, every island has been getting roasted for different things. But they've been calling you with Mr. Bobby Pin.
Yeah.
What do you think of that? Come on, like you've brought it to the forefront.
I know.
You've set in the trends.
Tell them what you're doing.
What am I doing? opening up my own range of bobby pins.
Do it. Because no, everyone's talking about it. And do you know what? Yeah, if you type in bobby pins now in Google, it says bobby pins Love Island, bobby pins Uzi. Just saying.
You know, I never knew it was called bobby pins until I came out.
I didn't know what it was called.
We call them Kirby grips.
You what?
We call them Kirby grips.
Kirby grips.
No, we call them, yeah, in Scotland they call them Kirby grips.
Oh my gosh, wow. Now, Katie, you've not really been, they've not been like funny bands. Actually, no, there has. No, someone said Katie resat her Love Island exam and came back with a worse score or something like that. But I think you did well. You know, you collected a man,
yeah.
Great eyes, bobby pins.
Yeah.
You know, you did a good job. You brought us the drama.
Yeah. I won. I've left with the best.
But that's what I'm saying, because some people be leaving and they ain't be leaving with mans.
Exactly.
They ain't be leaving with a partner.
But the question is, do people go in for that?
That's the tea.
is that what people are really wanting?
And that's the tea. But look, the most important thing is that you found each other. How's it been since you've left?
It's been crazy, actually, because we've only been out a week and we've not really had a chance to get, like, together.
Like, we're together, but it's with, like, you. Like, you guys. Like, press. It's, like, it's
media.
It's media.
So it's not in, like, a public sphere. Have you had a chance to, like, go out, get some dinner, get some drinks somewhere?
Okay, so we were meant to go for a really cute lunch day on, was it Monday or Tuesday?
Yeah. It was the day after son.
On Monday, but I was ill in bed, so he was being my nurse for the day, running to get me Lemsip and stuff. I'm still a bit ill now, but I'm coming out of the...
That's good.
Out of the other side of it. But you're now in London now till Tuesday, so we're definitely going to do something.
Good, and you're like, you usually like from Glasgow, Scotland?
No, Edinburgh.
Oh, Edinburgh, cool. Yeah. So what are you thinking of like London life, like... What's your take on it?
Well, I come to London quite a lot anyway, but
oh, cool.
Just since I've come out of the villa, I've not really had a chance to actually enjoy the London life, just because we've been doing so much work, so much podcasts and radio and social media, like just loads of stuff, really.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But obviously, Love Island, like this season, I've said it already, like this was my favorite season, I think, of all time. And as you said off camera, like so many great characters. What was it like for you coming back? Because I think, like, when you return, some people were like, oh my gosh, Katie's gonna know how it goes. He's gonna know how it goes. But actually, it must have been a completely different experience because what year was your season two? What year was that?
2016.
That was a long time ago. Like, so what was the experience like for you coming back? In fact, when you got the call, what did you think? How did you feel?
Well, I actually got the call last year.
What? Oh my gosh!
I was meant to go on it instead of Adam Collard.
What?
But 2 days before, I was meant to fly. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say this, but it's happened now. I didn't say it at the time, but I've been on it now. Yep. But they basically called me and said, we're really sorry, that, like, the narrative's changed. We now need a boy bombshell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I wasn't massively shocked when I got the call this time, because obviously I had the call last year.
Yeah.
But I had, like, 4 days' notice. So I was like, you could have gave me a bit more time. Like, I need a pack, you know, do my hair and all that stuff. But, you know, managed to get it all sorted. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I just thought, who gets to do it once, let alone twice?
Exactly.
Why not?
Were you a bit nervous? Because it's a different show now, isn't it, to what it was back then?
I was even more nervous than the first time. I thought, people, not everyone, but some people, like, know of me now. Have I got to be like season two? Do people want me to be like that? Do they not want me to be like that? And I
see, there was a lot
so
of pressure
worried.
On you, actually. When it was like, oh my gosh, Katie's coming back, Katie's coming back. There was a lot of pressure on you, actually, to be that season two Katie.
To but be then, a nutcase.
But then you're a different person, because how old were you back then? Was it
20? 20. I'm 27.
And you're 27 now. So it's like, people do change, but then there was that pressure, wasn't there?
Massive pressure. And I thought, am I going to live up to people's expectations? Should I do this? Should I even thought about having a game plan. Like, I was thinking so, like, much craziness when I was in holding before coming in. I thought, Katie, like, you've just got to be you and be true to yourself. And, like, no matter what people think of me this season, like, I was literally just myself. So that's all I could have done.
Yeah, that's the most important thing. When you first arrived, who was the first guy for you? Was it Zach or Mitch? Was it?
What?
It was Zach and Ty.
Oh, yeah, it was...
And Mitch. They were probably
Zach,
my top three.
Ty and Mitch, 100%. Yeah. So you went in.
Scott, if he was older.
Oh, okay.
But he's 5 years younger than me. I like light eyes. Scott has nice eyes, but he was 5 years younger than me.
Wow.
So they were like my top three.
Were your top three. But you went in and you spoke to Zach. You also spoke to me. You spoke to everyone.
Spoke to Ty.
Yeah.
I did speak to everyone.
Yeah.
But I literally had one chat with everyone before I had to do the couple up. I had to steal someone. I actually didn't even chat to everyone. I didn't even chat to Mehdi that day. I don't think I even chatted to Sammy.
Yeah.
So I had to couple up with someone, like, based on one chat. So I was like, great, this is going to be fun.
And what was your opinion on Zach at the time? So, like, think of you in that moment.
So at first, like, I went in and I said, like, I want someone a bit more chilled, like, not the loudest man in the room, you know, someone that can balance me out, because I can be quite up there. So just, you know, good balance. So Zach did kind of fit that, you know, the
Mr.
boxes.
Mr. Broski.
Yeah, yeah. And the one chat we had, like, was all right. Obviously, it was like, I was, like, attracted to him. Like, he's probably, you know, tall. He was all right. And yeah, it was just hard. I wish I had a bit more time to couple up with someone. But, you know, Love Island is Love Island and the situation I was in. So, yeah,
yikes.
Zach it was.
And Uzi, did you not get to watch the show before? So were you watching all of this pan out? Were you in London or were you in Scotland at this point? Were you in...
I was in Scotland and then I was in holding.
Oh, like, so you were watching the show at this point?
Yeah.
So when Katie had entered?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I didn't even know I was going on at that point.
Oh, so you didn't even know?
Nah. And then I was in holding for like 4 or 5 days. So I was watching all the episodes up to then. But
you had a day notice?
Yeah, I had 1 day's notice.
That is crazy.
Crazy, I know.
But when you were watching, and when you were in the plane, did you think to yourself, right, I think I kind of know who I want to get? Or were you just open-minded to see who the connection was going to be with?
Yeah, I kind of wanted to go in and just, like, get to know people
before
I started, like, making decisions, even though it wasn't my decision, but I couldn't, like, fake it with someone just because maybe they're good looking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm glad I did. I went, like, I did it the way I done it.
Good. And back to Zach, right? Because I'm not going to lie, when I was watching it in that period, I thought, okay, this is kind of making sense. Like, it felt like, from what I saw, you can tell me, like, I thought there was a lot of chemistry between you two at that moment in time. Did you feel like that as well?
I think when I first came in, a lot happened. Within 72 hours, someone got dumped, had a couple up with someone, done the kissing challenge, done the dance challenge. Mm-hmm. It was very, very full on. So he tried to kiss me on the terrace the second night. There was a lot. So I was.
And
just,
you swerved it?
Because Molly's bed was still warm. It was, you know, her cup was still there on the bedside table Molly's cup, and it was just a lot. And I actually really obviously didn't show this, but I struggled like settling in at first. Like, I was very homesick. I was quite out of my comfort zone. Yes, I'm a loud, fiery person, but for the last 3 years, I've got like 3 friends. I'm close with my mum's my best friend. Yeah. My dog's my best friend. Yeah. I'm very like, so being back in that type of situation, it took a few days for me to adjust.
But that's good information to the people who assumed that you just would knew what you're doing, know what you're doing straight away.
I was petrified. Yeah. I was so scared, and I really struggled to settle in at first. And that's why I took such a liking to Leah as well, because she made me feel so welcome. But I really struggled when I first got in there. So then to have Zach be very full on with me, to be honest with you, when I was in there, like he was very sweet, but it was a lot. Like the whole kit, it was a lot. So I just wanted, you know, just to settle in. I wanted to unpack my case before someone tried to kiss me.
Your suitcases weren't even unpacked.
They weren't.
And he was leading in to kiss you.
I'm not joking, they weren't. I literally didn't even unpack.
No, because on screen it was like, ooh, but you know what? I liked it because it made him want you more. Mm. Now this Zach, which we all saw on screen at that point, that was telling me, all right, you know, Molly's kind of out the picture at this stage. Mm. You know, he's seen you. You've tried to kiss. He's tried to kiss you. You've swerved it. But he likes the challenge. Yeah. So I'm seeing Zach actually getting drawn towards someone new. Mm. That's how it felt like for me. So when I was watching it, just a personal opinion, just giving my opinion, I felt like, you know, it seems like he's really trying to pursue you. So in that point, did you think to yourself he would even think of Molly again? Or did you think that, right, this is just him getting to know me?
I never thought he'd think of Molly again the way he was with me. Mm. He was like, sorry, this is so weird in front of you, but he was
I know, I'm so, this is...
he was like, the fact that you rejected me, like, makes me want you more. You're the only girl that's ever made me feel nervous in here. He made me breakfast the morning after I rejected his kiss.
Oh my gosh.
He didn't make her breakfast once. He made me, like, eggs, scrambled. He was, like, very, quite, you know...
Full on.
Quite full on.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh... I can be as slow as I want because, you know, I'll just be a slow burner because I know that, you know, he's interested and stuff. And then, yeah, obviously Casa happened. Molly came back. So I was like, oh, okay.
And then you guys had that date, right? And he went and told, I think, was it Mitch or the boys that I think he was a bit bored or something like that. Then Mitch came back and told you the messy boots he is. Number one, him saying that, were you surprised?
No, because I felt like that as well.
It was just an awkward...
But I think it's because, not because we didn't have good chats, it's because he told me that he's never gone on dates before.
Oh.
You know, he told me, I said, so what do you do with girls? And he's like, oh, we just sit in our bed, like my bedroom, and we rap.
Is that like, what he does for fun?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Molly's going to be in for a treat then. She better get her 16 bars ready because...
So I was like, oh, okay, we're so different because like, I'm used to like going on dates, like nice dinners. Like that's like my kind of like vibe. And he even said to me that they didn't show you this, but when he was eating the food, he was like, oh, I get really nervous eating in front of girls. Like I'm out of my comfort zone.
Oh, wow.
So it was quite just like, I knew he felt nervous and stuff. And it was just... The chat wasn't the best on the day, but it wasn't that deep.
Yeah, but was it deep enough for him to go and tell people that it was boring or whatever?
Did he say boring?
What was the word that he used?
So Mitch said that he said dry, but he didn't say dry.
Oh, so he didn't say dry.
No, he just said that it was... I can't actually remember.
One of those types of words. So not necessarily boring, not necessarily dry, but one of those words.
Yeah.
Now, what was your opinion on Mitch when he said that to you? Because that was a bit sly. Like, what did you think of his character in that moment? Because he was obviously trying to get you... by saying that.
So I was a bit naive at first because Mitch is like my best boyfriend in there.
Yeah.
So we got on very, very well. From the moment I got in, he very like took me under his wing. So I thought, oh, maybe he's just looking out for me. But then I should have clocked like, oh, it's probably because he did say he wants to get to know me. Mm. I don't know if he was looking out for me or he was trying to, you know, get one under so he could chat with me. I don't really know, but like it's Mitch, isn't it? So
yeah.
But I'm kind of glad he told me. He might have put a bit of spice on it, but...
He definitely did.
He did definitely put some spice
100%.
On it. 100%. But, you know, I like people saying things how it is anyway. And Zach wasn't going to tell me that, was he? So...
Yeah. And Zach is obviously pursuing you at this point. I'm going to get to Casa in a second. Zach is obviously pursuing you. So before Casa, what are the conversations between you two? Is it like me and you are getting to know each other? It's all cool. You know, we're allowed to talk to other people. Like, what's the setting? What's the vibe?
Before we literally said we're open. Mm-hmm. I think Mitch, even when Mitch said to me, he was like, don't put all your eggs in one basket with Zach. And it's like, it's not that I'm doing that. There was just no one else in the villa at that time I wanted to get to know. And I'm not just going to pull people for chats and get to know them just to waste everyone's time. That's not me.
Yeah.
So at that time, before Casa, it was a week. There was only Zach I wanted to talk to. So that's how it was. But no, we both said that we were open. Like,
Right. And then Casa arrives. Neo whisks you guys away after that performance.
I can't get over that.
I can't get over that scene as well. Like, what was the energy? Were you not, like, not surprised? Like, what the hell?
We fell to the floor. I was like, I couldn't believe when I saw the Casa VIP on this. Like, I've watched, like, all the seasons. I love Love Island, obviously. I've been on since season two. And this has never happened. Mm. So I was like... It was so funny because Neo was like, oh, let's go take a selfie at the front. And all us girls, they didn't show this, but we were going, oh my God, what if Neo puts us on his socials? And we were like, woo! And then, like, see that? We were like, wow, it was mad.
Anyways, Casa Ramal comes, you enter. How'd you feel when you entered Casa Ramal?
I was so nervous, I'm not going to lie.
Really?
Just like all the cameras, everyone just watching you. I was just like, this is crazy.
Wow.
But yeah, I went in and obviously, Ella, I knew Ella. Sort of.
Let's talk about this, because have you watched it back?
No.
So obviously, when you arrived, Ella was like, oh my gosh, I know him. And people were like, right, how much do you know him?
Yeah.
To what capacity, to what degree do you know him? I want to understand the relationship or the friendship or whatever it was with you and Ella before the show.
So before the show, I met her on a couple of nights out. Never met her, but I saw her out.
Mm.
And then this all happened like within a month before the show started.
Yeah.
And then we had a photo shoot together, and that was it, really.
Yeah.
We went for a drink after the photo shoot, but it wasn't a date or anything like that. It was just
a friendly drink.
Apparently, she said you were going to ask her on a date, but you never did.
And why didn't you?
She went on Love Island.
All right, but that didn't stop you, because, you know, when you entered, you two got really, really close in Casa Ramal. And she was kind of saying that, you know, you felt like home, and I guess, that probably would help you in that situation where you're nervous, you're around strangers, and you've met someone who you know, who's in there.
Yeah. But as well, also, like, Casa's only, like, a few days, so you don't really get much time to spend it with other people. Like, most of the time, you're segregated with the boys, the girls are with the girls.
Yeah.
But I had always said that I wanted to get to know Katie, Leah, and Ella, because they were the three that I was most attracted to.
Yeah.
And obviously, Ella brought me back.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, but let's talk through that full process for a second. So you and Ella, obviously, in Casa, were getting to know each other. She brought you back for a reason, because clearly there was, you know, some sort of a spark in that moment in time. Can we just, like, dissect that?
Like, I feel like she was just doing it as insurance.
Oh.
Yeah, because I'm not going to lie, I love Ella, but I don't know why she brought you back. Because from the moment she brought you back, she started crying and was like, I'm sorry, Ty, and didn't even chat to Uzi.
So, okay, so but in Casa, was she kind of like showing a liking to you, so you got the signals in there, like you weren't a complete scapegoat.
No, yeah, but obviously I didn't know how strong Ty and Ella really were, because I didn't really see, you don't see everything when you're just watching it. So that's why I was even giving Ella energy, basically.
Yeah.
And she was giving it back, to be fair.
But to what degree, like, was she get, like, so when with the energy she was giving you, you've obviously just said that, like, you didn't know to the extent of, like, how close Ty and Ella were.
Yeah.
So in Casa, in your mind, did you think that, all right, like, she's clearly with me now. Like, did she give you that impression through her behaviour?
Yeah. It was like Ty was almost forgotten about, in a way. Because, like, we were sharing a bed and stuff, and... Sorry, but... We were cuddling in bed.
Don't worry, she did it to you. Like,
it's fine.
It's fine, yeah. Fine, go on.
Yeah, so we were, like, cuddling in bed and stuff, and I'm thinking, well, if she's doing this, then surely she's not... That bothered about what's
exactly.
going on.
So it was kind of like before bed, like the intimacy, the closeness was there.
Yeah.
And so obviously you in your head, you thought that I'm clearly the guy in the picture at this moment in time.
Yeah. But obviously at the same time, I still wanted to get to know other people, but I just...
But you know, in that moment in time, Casa, that's who you're getting close with.
Yeah.
So when you're brought back, are you surprised she's brought you back? But you're not surprised because you've experienced this intimacy with her.
Yeah. I was 50-50, really, if she was going to bring me back or not. All the boys were telling me that she was, but I wasn't sure, to be honest.
Okay, so when you arrived back in the villa, how did that feel? Because obviously you saw the reality now of, like, Ty being there across the fire pit. You could see, like, the tension. What was going through your mind in that moment?
So I was buzzing. I was buzzing before I walked out. And then as soon as I walked out and I saw the reaction, I saw Ty look like he was about to start crying.
Damn.
And I was like, these guys must have been deep in it.
I was getting screamed at by Vog, Voice of God, because when I came in, I had to sit next to Ty, the recoupling, and he kept asking me, okay, has she recoupled? Has she recoupled? He was getting so mad.
Oh, no.
And then they were shouting, going, Ty, stop asking Katie, be quiet, like literally getting so mad.
But it's because he cares about her
so much.
Yeah,
but I was like, Ty, please stop asking me. Like, I'm going to get so told off.
But you know what? In a way, right, I think this kind of just proves, because I think back then, like at that point in the show, people were like, come on, Ty's a player. Like, is he, isn't he? I do feel like that point of the show is where I think the viewers kind of realise that, you know what? This guy proper likes her, you
Ty's
know.
Ty's obsessed with Ella.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's, like, the way he looks at her,
yeah,
he's obsessed with her.
Wow. So, obviously, you've come back now and you've seen that these two are, like, what was Ella's energy like? Because that must have been weird, you know, from her to be, like, cuddling you and stuff like that. From going from that to trying to speak to Ty again to like get him.
It was like a completely different person from the Ella I knew in Casa. But I knew straight away it was done. Even we were in a couple, but we weren't really in a couple because we didn't even speak for the first couple of days.
All right, so but let's go back to like the first day when you were like, all right, it's different. How did that make you feel?
I wasn't too bothered because I always said I was never going to put pressure on her. I always told her, like, do what's best for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see what was best for her because she was so upset about the whole situation, and I was just there at that point.
Mm.
But then after we had our first conversation about their situation, it kind of cleared things up and it allowed me to start my real journey in there.
Yeah, of course. And Katie, how did you feel when you obviously saw Zach and Molly and Molly's return? Like, were you not like, what the?
We all guessed it. The Casa girls.
Even the Casa boys, we all guessed it.
We all guessed Molly would be back.
Why?
Because we love to speculate. We always used to get told off to stop speculating. So we all just kind of...
The dumping was too brutal, I think.
Yeah, it was too sudden. Brutal. But I think, a lot of people outside were like, it's just too sudden. It's a bit like...
I always say, like, even to the Villa producers, I'd be like, please, like, I could do your job. I'd be so good at it. Like,
I think you'd be a great producer on that show, actually.
I would be a great producer. And I just had that brain where, like... So I just, some of us fought it. So it still was a shock to see her because we obviously didn't know. We just had a little inkling. But, I was like, oh, she's back. Hi.
Can we talk about the smirk? You're like,
They made that look well bad.
Yeah. Did you see it, though?
And then she done the nose scrunch. She was like...
It was a...
And then I was like...
All right, that was brilliant TV, That was brilliant TV.
At the time, it wasn't really like that, but the cameras, the zoom in, it makes it more, like, intense.
Yeah.
But it was a weird one because I didn't even really know Molly because the day I came in, she got dumped that day.
Okay,
one chat with her.
Yeah.
So it was a bit of an awkward one, really.
Yeah, so how did you two come to terms with that? Because you're right, like, it's a bit of an awkward one.
She didn't talk to me.
At all?
When I came in, she didn't pull me for a chat. She didn't want to know anything.
Mm.
Like, nothing.
But did you not, like, you know, did you...
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Want to maybe pull her for a chat? I think as girls, to have a conversation type of thing.
Yeah, and even Whitney as well said it was like, do you not want to know anything? Mm. Like, they were coupled up for a week. Like, she was like, no, me and Zach spoke about it, so it's fine. And then even Whitney was like, do you not want to hear like Katie's side of things or like anything? Mm. Like, obviously, Katie was still coupled up with him for a week. And like, Zach didn't even pull me for a chat. I had to pull him for a chat to be like, I take it you two are a done deal now, like, it's fine, but just let me know. Like, yeah. None of them had, like, neither of them had the grace to speak to me or to pull me for a chat. So I kind of just had to put two and two together and just be like, oh, okay, they're married now, so that's fine. But, like,
But were you a little bit surprised at Zach? Because obviously, like, you know...
I felt like Zach had no choice. Molly was put back in, and even if he didn't want to get back with her, she's been put back in, so he had no other choice. Yeah. He wasn't going to crack on with one of the other cast of girls because Molly was there.
Yeah.
So I felt like he had no choice.
So after Casa, like, was the villa just a little bit tense in the beginning? Because obviously, like, I know that you and Ty, like, are really cool now, but, like, that those first kind of few hours, like, what was it like kind of, like, getting in there? And obviously, you're new to all of this.
Yeah, it was weird because even a couple of the boys, I think it was Montel and Scott, they didn't even say hi. They just left after the fire pit.
Because it just must have been awkward for everybody.
And I was like, these guys are rude, man. Like, have some respect. Like, we're all here for the same reason. And these guys are just... But then eventually, everyone understood the situation. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was...
That night was just awkward for everyone.
Yeah.
Because we were in the single beds, me, Ty, Scott and Jess. Ty was next to me in the bed. Ty didn't sleep the whole night. Mm-hmm. He was on the day beds the whole day, speaking to producers. He literally didn't sleep the whole night. It was a lot. I think I slept for an hour just because I was in the living room and I had Ty getting up. Jess didn't really sleep. It was a long night. We all went to bed when the birds were tweeting. It was like must have been about 6 a.m.
Yikes. How much sleep did you get then? Because surely they were not going to wake you up. But they're not going to wake you up. Like,
we don't know.
I guess you don't know the time.
We don't know.
Oh my gosh. But then obviously you two kind of spawned, didn't you? Like, after all of this. Now, I'm just saying, Twitter was saying, when this happened, when you two started talking, I was like, okay, this is quite cute. But Twitter was saying, did they just have no choice but to get together and just do that? Or was it genuine?
I think that's so insulting.
That's what Twitter was like. I'm just putting the people, what the people
were
saying.
Yeah, and I've seen it. And that's why I literally was like, how could you not think that we wouldn't like each other?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I actually think that's so insulting to, like, both of us. Like, why wouldn't I like Uzi and why wouldn't he like me? I was dreaming of an older boy.
Yeah.
He's a year older than me. I was, like, dreaming of a tall, light-eyed, beautiful, like, more chilled. I literally described Uzi.
But now you've obviously said today in this interview that one of your choices was KD. I think people were just like, oh, because you was with Ella in Casa, they were like, why wasn't you with KD? And obviously, we don't see everything in Casa, do we? Yeah. So it's kind of like, I think that's what people thought.
But that annoys me because it's like Lachan, he wanted to get to know me and Leah and Catherine.
Yeah.
He never once mentioned Whitney. Mm. And Whitney's never been called second best. So, I don't know. I don't like the narrative on this.
The whole second best chat annoyed me a bit as well.
Because he said from day dot, not everything gets aired, by the way, like, as you know.
He
always said, like, I was, like, one of the people he wanted to get to know. But the narrative was more on him and Ella.
Yeah.
So, that was that.
Probably because of the storyline and obviously
and I get it.
Some people still felt like, even when you two were together and like growing as a couple, and it's like, all right, it's now confirmed you two are together and seeing each other. Some people still felt that Zach was almost still showing slight signs of chemistry towards you, just slight. Did you feel like it was completely done with him, or did you feel like maybe he was still, he like, obviously he's with Molly, but like, you know.
I felt like with Zach, it's completely like done. Like, we'd never have like spoke or recoupled, but like he was just he would sometimes like give, I don't know, maybe he's just a flirty person.
Flirty, yeah.
And stuff. But like, if Zach ever went to like speak to me, like Molly would appear.
Yeah.
Like that was the vibe. Like,
you just appear.
Yeah, like if me and Zach were talking in the kitchen about orange juice, Molly would just turn up.
Like the security guard. Yeah. What you saying, Willie?
Yeah, so me. Like, so me and Zach, it got to the point where I was like, I don't even want him as a friend.
Because it's just too much.
It's just too much.
You come with too much baggage. I was like, leave it. But I do feel like she's quite protective over him, though.
Yeah, she is.
Some girls are like that with their men. Like, they're really protective.
Yeah. So, I could be like that. So I relate. I get it. So that's why I was like, I don't even want a friendship with this man. It's too much.
Wow. And obviously, you and Ella became friends afterwards. Yeah. Quite good friends.
Yeah, there was never any hate there. Yeah.
We were
us two.
Really close, us two, Ty and Ella.
Which is quite good, like, that you guys were able to kind of, like, override that and then become friends after that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's mad how quickly things move on in
yeah, literally.
Yeah.
You could, in a day or two, you forget what's happened and you're all just friends again. Like, yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
And obviously, I saw your tweet about the whole, like, you know, Molly comments, Molly smirk in your bikini. What are your opinions on that? Like, are you guys able to have a friendship?
Do you know what? It's not that deep. Like, I know it seems like it's so deep, but like in there, everything gets heightened. Like minor issues wouldn't even be an issue in the real world. Molly's like 6-7 years younger than me, so I didn't really want to like have beef with someone that's younger than me. You know what? We got on really well in the villa, and I'd like to be in a situation where we go out and we could all like get on and stuff like that. If we're not best friends, that's completely fine. Yeah. I'm not going to be best friends with everyone in the villa.
Yeah.
No one is. But I don't. I don't really care enough about the situation it's not that deep, so like just want to lay it to bed. Like,
I hear it. I'm quite surprised that they were in the bottom three last night, as in like one of the least compatible couples. Like, as in like, I genuinely thought that they might have been in like, you know, the finale, as in like,
really? But who else would have been in the bottom three if it weren't them?
I don't know, but I just didn't think it would be them. But then to be fair, Lachlan did say if it was any one of us, everyone would have been surprised, because
I
don't know.
Because there's so many strong couples.
There's so many strong couples now at this point in the game. Mm. But I was just a bit surprised, because I was like, if you were to ask me, who do you think is going to be like second place? I would have said them.
Oh, really?
Last week. Yeah. But that's because, like I said to you before, right? When you watch the show, especially since Molly's returned after her big comeback, I feel like she has been a bit more like relaxed and calm and tamed and like in her relationship. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like even the way she's being shown on screen with Zach, it's almost like they're being shown as quite like a settled couple. There's not a lot of drama.
We're sailing through to the end. Oh, no, they are. They hate being in the drama, don't they?
So that's why I assume, that's why I thought to myself maybe they would be second place, but I don't know.
But then you've got to think, it's a TV show and people love the drama. Mm. Like, people say about Messy Mitch, yeah, he's messy, but, you know, he's given drama. Yeah. So people like that, don't they?
They do. Speaking of drama, while you lot were in the villa, some islanders left the villa and they went on a podcast and they spoke about an alleged incident between you and Whitney or something like that.
Oh my God, I can't.
And apparently the security guards ran in.
Yeah, and also pigs fly. Did you know that? I just saw one.
Yeah, literally. So what's the deal with that? Because I asked Catherine last week and Catherine was like, oh no, it wasn't that deep. It was just like girls had a couple of glasses of wine. So it was not like not that deep.
So basically it was the night after Neo, the night we went to Casa.
Yeah.
We ended up having, when I tell you that night was about 12 hours, it was probably the longest night in the villa. Mm. We ended up having 3 drinks.
Which is a lot.
We normally have one.
That's a lot for me.
Exactly.
On a normal day.
Yeah. Do you know what I love about the girls in there?
Yeah.
And I love them all so much. We would bicker about something pathetic. Couldn't even tell you what it is. But within 10 minutes, we're like, should we go make a cup of tea? Like, oh, can you do my hair for me? Yeah. It's like a sister relationship. And what's annoyed me, first of all, security never came in. Not once has security ever come in the villa in season 10. Not once. Mm-hmm. And the argument actually started with Ella and Kat.
Okay.
Wit then kind of got involved, and then I kind of got involved, and then the next day we were all best friends again.
Yeah.
We basically had 3 glasses of wine, and we were a bit stressed out because the boys packed our cases, and we had nothing. We had to ask.
Sorry, that's funny.
We had to ask the Casa boys to wear their tops to bed
because
we had no pajamas. We had nothing. We couldn't even take our makeup. We had nothing. So we were stressed about that. It was 12-hour night filming.
Mm.
We were a little bit tipsy, and it was just
going
that.
Through it.
But
listen,
like,
so that's like normal person on a night out. Yeah. Had a couple of drinks, arguing with your friends,
and then you're
solve
fine.
It the next day.
Yeah, but no security either. Like,
I don't know where this is actually
where
came
has
from.
That even come from?
I mean, it was a great story to hear. From to be honest with you, it sounded like an entertaining story, but I guess it just wasn't true.
I know, not in the slightest. Yeah.
So, what are we thinking about Whitney and Logan's relationship?
Do you know what? At first, I wasn't sure. Not as them on individuals. Mm. Like, I love them. But, like, since even watching them and since we've left, like, they've just really... They're such a good team now.
Yeah. Just getting better and better, really.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Like, at the start, we were all, like, asking questions. Like, a bit sus.
Why weren't you sure in the beginning?
Just because his top three, Whitney wasn't included in that.
Yeah.
And then the last day of Casa is when they started speaking.
Okay.
So
yeah, we just, you know, we all love Whitney, we all love Lachlan now, and you know, Whitney didn't have it great with Mehdi, you know, and it was just I don't know. Everyone's going to... That's all we've done in there was judge each other. Judge each other's relationships. Yeah. That's all we knew.
Yeah.
So we were just a bit like, oh, is he going for like a easier option? Does he know Whitney's love? You know, we all think that stuff. But like genuinely now, they are such a good team. They really balance each other out. And yeah, if they won, and I'd be over the moon for them.
Yeah, I think they could win.
Yeah, I think they could.
I think it's a big possibility.
Yeah.
Back to Zach and Molly, LOL at that scene around the table when you lot were all doing cheers and you were like, well, you know, and cheers to Zach and Molly for being exclusive. And everyone was like, hold on. Mitch was like, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
I don't think Zach knew that.
Yeah, Zach didn't know because later on they're having a conversation about it. So I'm like, hold on, when did this convo happen? The exclusive. So you were obviously told by Molly, so you were within your rights to say it because, you know, hello, we're on TV. Am I allowed to repeat what you've just said to me in front of the cameras?
Yeah. Yeah, I maybe shouldn't have done it as a cheers. But...
Why did you do that? That was so messy.
But she meant, I think she meant goodbye.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess because she's told you before, but.
Yeah, it probably looked worse because it came from me. I had a chat with Molly that day and she did tell me, she didn't say, Katie, please, please, please don't tell anyone, keep it a secret. Also, even if she wanted it a secret, secrets aren't a thing on Love Island.
Yeah.
Everyone knows each other's stuff. And yeah, I'm just not going to do any more cheers.
Thanks for that scene because I loved watching it. Thanks for that scene.
I felt I could have, I wanted the ground to swallow me when everyone was like, what? I was like, oh, okay, maybe not.
What about Mitch and Ella B? What's your opinions going? You've got a lot to say over there, sir.
I don't have a lot to say. I don't know.
As individuals, they're great.
You were shaking your head. You do have a lot to say, mister. Spill it.
It's just because they're there. They got saved and we got sent home. And I just don't understand why. Because they don't...
Uzi's still bitter.
I'm not bitter.
But that's a valid point because you two are actually still together. And what did he say yesterday on last night's episode?
Yeah.
You know, what did he say? He said he thinks that Ellaby's fake.
But I've seen a first look today and now he's backtracking it. He's saying he didn't mean it. I'm like, Mitchell, I can't.
But he said it. He said it.
But you said it.
You said it.
Roll the tapes.
Okay, so what are we thinking then? Like, because it's a bit messy at the moment, but what's our opinion on it? Because some people are saying, is LFB even invested in this?
No.
And then some people are saying, what's Mitch's motive? Like, what's your opinion on this?
Let's be honest, they're not going to be anything on the outside, are they?
They're not going to get married and have kids and dogs, are they?
Yeah.
As individuals, they're great characters. They bring a lot to the villa. Honestly, like, I love them both. As a compatible couple, I think they should probably go next.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the finals are around the corner, so I mean, are they...
Is there five couples in there now?
There's quite a lot of people in there,
there's
five
couples. I think one more couple will go, and then it'll be the final four. So I think respectfully, they should probably go next.
Yeah. I'm surprised they're still in. I think a good point, instead of you two.
Yeah.
I think you two should have still been in there.
Yeah, maybe just,
I think it's because we were we obviously didn't see much of me and Uzi, watching it back a bit, which was a shame, but I get the narrative. There was so much going on with Ella B, Abby, Mitch, you know, they were given drama. I get they all want drama. We were just in our own little bubble, getting
to know each other.
And being
But that 2 weeks was, us. The 2 weeks, was it, we covered up 2 weeks?
I think 2 weeks.
It was just it was just so good,
It just started getting really good, and then it kind of, we went, which was fine, but I was like, oh, you know, it is what it is, I guess. Yeah.
And Jess and Sammy have had a journey, haven't they?
I love Jammy.
Oh, I love that. Jammy. I'm here for it. Watch all the fans start using that.
I love Jammy.
Jammy to win. Jammy to win.
I love them so much. Oh, I can't. I actually, they are the best people ever. I know Sammy didn't get portrayed in the best, but he's just a lovable. Oh, I love him.
Yeah, he's such a nice guy.
I love them so much. They're literally best mates.
And they get on so well. I don't know what.
I
don't know if it gets shown that way.
How good they actually are.
Yeah, they're proper best friends in there.
And Ella and Tyreek have just come leaps and bounds. I think in terms of winners, in my opinion, either between Whitney and Logan or Ella and Tyreek.
Yeah.
But I kind of, I don't know.
Jess and Sammy as well.
And Jess and Sammy. But you're right. I think Sammy wasn't shown in a good light for quite a while.
I know.
So it's even though Jess is with him, it's I'm happy for you two. Mm. But We're still waiting to see. Do you get it? Like, we're still waiting to see.
I get it.
You know, but I don't know.
Yeah, if I could pick, like, top two, would definitely be Ty and Ella and Whitney and Locken for me.
Yeah.
Oh, but then, like, I do like Jess and Sammy. But even if Zach and Molly, like, won, like, them four couples have genuine connections. So
who's the is the fifth one literally Mitch and Ella B?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it. Oh, yeah. My gosh. Yikes. So from this experience, obviously, Katie, like, you have been on Love Island before. Mm. How has the experience been different for you?
Oh, my God, so different. So different.
But how?
Season two, I came on as a bombshell, but I was the first bombshell. Mm-hmm. So I came in from the second day.
Yeah.
Then I got all the way to the final. So mm-hmm. I'd done the whole thing. I had a boyfriend in there, like, as in we got together. The challenges were different, production was different, the Yikes. Villa was different.
Yeah.
So, you know, we could smoke in there,
yeah.
you could drink more. So, you know, very different. Season 10, absolutely loved it as well. Like, honestly, unbelievable. But it was just, you know, a lot more structured.
Yeah, of course. As times have moved on in the media and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and I feel like the people this time were, like, more... Like, I'm a big character, but I sometimes felt lost in there because the characters were just, like, unbelievable casting, by the way. The people in there are
that's what I think
incredible.
As well. Really good.
I even, like, even said to, like, the production people, I'm like, you've casted so well this year. Like, these people are amazing.
Yeah.
But, it's just mad to do it for a second time. Like, it's crazy.
Oh, my gosh. By the way, heard the rumours that Catherine and Elom have split up. That's
that.
The tea I have got. That is the gossip on the radar in my ear. That's what I've heard. Do we now think that Scott and Catherine could have a reunion?
No.
Nah.
Why?
I don't think so.
Scott would never go back there.
Why? That's what everyone wants on Twitter.
I know, but people can't always get what they want.
Sorry,
but that's the truth.
Why would Scott go back there?
I don't think he ever liked her in the first place.
What? How? Why?
I don't think he liked her as much as it was shown.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard that apparently in Casa Amor, apparently he just said, like, the only reason why he didn't couple up with anyone else was because there wasn't a better option there for him.
That's what he literally, he said that.
Boy, that's what I heard.
Well, that word was because the lineup wasn't strong enough.
Yeah.
But then again, some of the Casa girls are saying that nobody was going to choose Scott.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, we got told, like, Amber said to me, to some of the girls, that none of the girls wanted him in there.
That's odd.
I know. So, you know, and also some of the cast of girls on a radio thing saying that I had security come in.
Yeah.
So, you know, I can't always believe everything, can you? But Scott and Catherine, no. I'm actually quite upset about the Catherine and Ellen thing.
Yeah.
Because, like, backed Catherine and Ellen.
I thought, in the villa.
To me about how they were in the villa. Because obviously, like, you know, I've only seen them from the podcast interview last week where obviously Elom popped into the studio and I asked them, you know, like, I asked Elom, do you feel like you're ready for a relationship? And he said, I am focusing on myself and Catherine and I think we need to focus on each other.
So why did he go on Love Island? Oh, he even said, didn't he? He went, I'm only on Love Island for my business.
Sorry. No.
He didn't.
Elom is the funniest. Elom, I swear to God. Elom,
he's not even here. He's making me laugh. His TikToks is about his business.
Yeah, no. You know, like, let's call it spade a spade. Like, his TikToks are about his business. And it's like... You know, I think now they're no longer together. Obviously, Elom is indeed focusing on his empire that he's said that he's wanted to build. So
I'm upset about Elom because from the moment they got into Casa, they hit it off. The connection.
No, but I actually saw them hit it off. Like, I saw sexual chemistry with those two. Yeah.
They literally, like, more so than Catherine and Scott, and they had longer together. There was more chemistry with Elom and Catherine in 24 hours than there was with Scott and Catherine.
I do think that's a shame. I was rooting for them in there as well.
That was such a shame.
Even when they got dumped, I was like, how?
Yeah. I was rooting for them, but, you know, sometimes life is life, guys. Future plans for you two? Obviously, like, I can't lie to you. I really like you two together. So if you guys go and do your Catherine and Elom on me, I'm going to DM you both, like, with anger and fury.
No.
So.
Nah. Obviously, we're still early on as well.
Yeah, getting to know each other, enjoying the ride.
Yeah.
Yeah, seeing each other, you know. We've only been out a week. It's been a lot, but I'm definitely going to come to Edinburgh. Once the final's out of the way and the reunion and everything, and our schedules are hopefully a bit more and stuff. Yeah. I've never been to Edinburgh.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
So I've been to Glasgow and Edinburgh, but Edinburgh, like, the scenery is absolutely amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where's the clubs there, though, man? Because, like, there's in Glasgow, though, there's like, clubs.
You're going to take me to clubs?
There are clubs in Edinburgh.
In Edinburgh?
Yeah.
Do they pop off like that, though?
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, what you talking about? Ask about me. No, I'm looking to it.
No, it's definitely no. We probably, I don't know if we'll go to clubs. But
you're in London quite a lot. So we'll go just for enjoy food it. And stuff. Are we exciting? Oh, the screening will be really nice. We're all going to be out.
Yeah, Monday.
Yeah.
Is that Monday?
Yeah, celebrate, enjoy life. Yeah. And just, yeah. But Katie, you need to be teaching Uzi about just like this lifestyle because you already know about
it,
right?
I'm like his new manager.
I'm teaching him
all the ropes.
Wow.
It's a new world for you, isn't it? I've been doing it 7 years. So.
Exactly.
It's scary.
You got a lot to learn.
It's a lot to take in as well.
It is a lot to take in. But you'll cope. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.